Honestly, we should play that game sometime. Find any person in Columbus, Ohio, less than 6 degrees to Kim Vierhoff. Guaranteed.
You're probably right about that.
I have to be.
Anthony, Sarah Telly.
Carrie Croft.
Welcome to the Carrie Croft Show.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, this is so exciting.
This is the most excited I've been all year.
Me too.
Really?
Twins.
Twinsies.
So this is how this happened, right? I know you through Kim and Doug Vierhoff.
That's right.
Knew right away, this is a good egg. But I see you as I'm sitting with Ukemi, the UA mayor, who
That's
I just
right.
had on the show. I'm sitting with Ukemi outside of Stoff's, and you walk by with your leather briefcase, your coif blowing in the wind.
Work mode.
We see each other, and you happen to mention that you haven't listened to any of my shows. I then say, you need to go home and listen to some. And then next thing you know, here you are.
Here we are. At least I was honest, though. I could have lied.
No, absolutely. I'm sure there's more people that haven't listened that have.
We're going to change that.
We're going to change that
today.
We're
going to change that today.
Today it changes.
Let's go.
Now, the reason, like what tipped me over the edge to be like, okay, love Anthony. He's a nice guy. Good to see him. To say, hey, I want you to come in and sit in the seat. I found out it was your birthday. Like 2 days later after I saw you. And Doug Vierhoff said, do you know what he does on his birthday? I'm like, well, no, I don't. Do tell. And I'm thinking, what does he do? He goes and, you know, party. I was thinking he was going to say something, you know, that a normal thing for somebody
Vegas,
that I would
every
think,
year,
right?
By myself.
He's like, every year on his birthday, he helps this charity, Lunchbox Ohio,
yep,
for kids who would not have lunch otherwise. And he packs his truck up and sets sail and goes and helps this charity. And
That's
I was
right.
like, well, hot damn. I mean, this guy just went from good to great. And I need to have him on the show to talk about this charity and see how we can maybe raise awareness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I said, wait a minute, he's single. This guy we speak of with the coif, 36 years old, never been married, Italian, lover of life. He's single. Why not add that little layer into this show to say, you know what? Let's raise awareness for Lunchbox Ohio, and let's grab Anthony a bride.
Let's start Columbus's own version of The Bachelor.
Yeah, I really think this is a great use of our Friday, don't you?
This is a great use of our Friday and every Friday.
So listen, this is your choice. You have two doors we can go down right now. This is a choose-your-own-adventure. Actually, there's three doors.
All right.
Door one, we drink a beer first. Or we can start with talking about Lunchbox Ohio first. Or third door, we can talk about getting you a bride first. Which one would you like to do?
Well, it's Friday. It's 2 o'clock. The sun is shining in Columbus, Ohio. So let's pop that top, and then we'll go down door number one.
Let's do
one. You're giving me first choice?
Absolutely.
This is incredible.
Absolutely.
I thought it was always ladies first.
No, you're a guest here.
Well, I think I'm going to go with the lager.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit happier.
All right.
And
all right.
You got the fruit, so you're a little bit sweeter.
Let's do it. Cheers.
Carrie Croft.
Yes.
Cheers.
We chose the right door with a beer.
We
have the organization or the wife.
Let's start with the organization because we're gonna get funky when we start talking about wife stuff.
You're right. You're absolutely
business
right.
Business first.
Yep.
Party second.
So let's just cut to the chase. You're a good dude raised by a great family. You have three sisters.
Three sisters, yes.
You're Italian, all this shit.
All that shit.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
So what you have to be a good human. I just think it's cool you spend your birthday doing this. So give us kind of the why behind that and how that started.
So the why behind it without getting super deep, when I turned 30, I started to feel weird. I was never really like, oh my God, I'm getting older until I turned 30. And then it kind of hit me out of nowhere. Like I was just like, I'm starting to get closer to 40 than I am to 20. College seems like it was a long time ago and I felt weird. I started talking about this with one of my friends, Caitlin, she works at the Blue Spot. Shout out to Stacey McCool, whom I love. And I also listen to her podcast.
She's a killer.
She is the
shit.
She
is a killer.
She's the absolute
shit. Stacey, I know you're listening out there.
Shout out. She's going to be like, why aren't you doing yoga? Get your ass back to the studio. So I talked with Caitlin at the time. And I was like, I just feel weird. And I feel like I don't like my birthday. I need to do something to turn this into a positive. So the next year, I just committed to being like, I'm going to treat myself a little bit on this day. So I woke up, got a massage, had some coffee, but I decided I'm going to do some small things for people. So I went, paid for like, you know, the next 10 people in line at Stoff's. And then I made, I think I made like 10 brown bag lunches, like a ham sandwich, shit that I frankly wouldn't eat myself, which, you know, whatever. But I just, I drove around Columbus and there were so many homeless people and I kind of knew where they were. And I stopped and talked to them for a little bit, gave them a lunch.
See, this is a great strategy, Anthony. Panties are dropping. We're not ready
for door number
two. But I'm saying you're teeing it up. Then I fed the homeless.
Teeing it up. But I did. And it, you know, it's like one of those things that really grounds you in a way, because I think when you drive by the overpass and you see that person sitting there, you're like, I don't know if I should roll down my window. And even doing that, I was a little bit like, do I need to be like prepared for them to reach in and grab me? But every person I talked to was just so thankful, so just normal. And it left me thinking, one, I got to do this every year. Like, no matter what, my birthday is the same date every year. So it's just a flag in the ground. It's not something that I have to think about. It's every year on my birthday, I'm going to do something for someone else. And two, I'm going to try to make it bigger every year. And one of the greatest blessings, if not the greatest blessing of my life, is the fact that I have such a big circle of family and friends. Like, I just, my people are my everything, and I have a lot of them. So through friends of friends, I got connected with the Lunchbox. And this is a charity that has a mission to feed children who typically depend on their school lunch to eat. And over the summer, if they're not in school, they're not eating. So there's, it's a huge problem in Ohio. But it was a way for me to take this small tradition that I planned for myself for my birthday to then work with a charity that has a mission, that has some infrastructure, and try to help them grow with a mission that aligns to what's important to me, because I'm Italian and I like to eat.
And you like to love.
I like to love, love to eat, love to feed people. And so, I like kids.
Okay, so this year, how did this start? So your birthday this year, you get up, and then did you go to the grocery? And then you, like, how did you contribute? How are you doing that?
So last year was the first year that I really told anybody outside of my family about it. And this was something that I was actually uncomfortable with, because I almost felt like I was doing it for the wrong reasons if I told people, like, hey, it's my birthday, I'm donating to charity, you want to help? It felt like ick to me for some reason. So last year I made a little Instagram post. I don't post much on Instagram. So there's like a picture of my dog and then two videos of me being like, hi, we're going to donate some food, want to help. But I just reached out to my friends via social media, and it was like, I was like, holy shit. People just started Venmoing me and making donations directly to the charity and bringing food to my house. And we crushed it. I mean, they were overwhelmed with how much food we brought them. So this year I did it again, tried to do it a little earlier so that we had time to plan it. And everybody that donated money directly to me, I kept track of. And then I went to the store or ordered off of Amazon what they need. And they spend a lot of money on the dry supplies, like the little clamshell food boxes. And they have to get pretty specific types because, unfortunately, the children that they are serving are in low-income areas, and oftentimes they're finding them while they're out playing in the at the park or wherever they might be, and they just eat and dump the thing on the ground. So it's like, got to be compostable. but anything that's shelf-stable. So it's also humbling to go through the grocery store and remind yourself how far you can stretch a dollar. Because I'm, again, like, I love to eat, and I'll go to the grocery store and just... We're gonna eat everything top shelf. We're cooking extra prosciutto for everybody. But it's like, we are fortunate people in that we rarely have to shop from the bottom shelf. And it's a good reminder to go in there and see how far you can stretch a dollar if you have to. But I just load up my truck. Like, literally, the thing is overflowing with food and supplies. And I run it down to their house. They live down in Canal Winchester, and it's kind of close to the school district that they work with. There's a lot of programs out there that serve kids, but there's not a lot of programs that have kind of a delivery truck, and they do. So because these children depend on their school lunches, their parents are often either working or just not around. These kids are kind of on their own during the summer. So they will actually drive around and meet the kids where they are. And I think they have a good idea of kind of where to post up for a little bit to deliver lunches. But a lot of the programs that do exist are on the other side of the highway or on the other side of town. And these kids can't walk over to a walk up and get food. So one of the challenges that they actually have today and kind of one of their long-term goals is to have a brick and mortar space that has a kitchen that has storage where they can, you know, take more donations. Cause right now I'm literally like going to their house and just their whole dining room is stacked with food. And I'm like, sorry, I guess, but they're doing something unique in that they're out delivering food and it's challenging. I mean, it can be dangerous. They've been shot at. They like, you can't volunteer to deliver food with them because of just the neighborhoods that they're in are not always the friendliest, but they're out there carrying out the mission regardless of that.
That's amazing. Yeah. Who are these people?
So they're actually both teachers. So to play the Kim Vierhoff, Kevin Bacon game, Kim's Wedding, the band that played at Kim's Wedding in the Pouring Down Rain, Purple Rain, was Swag with two G's. My friend Dylan was the lead singer and guitar player from that band. Dylan's brother, Ian, is married to Katie, who runs the charity. So that's 3 degrees to Kim Vierhoff.
And then they prepare the food at their house?
They prepare it at the house. So Ian, her husband, is actually one of the co-owners of Coastal Local Seafood in the North Market. So they have relationships with restaurants, too. So they kind of do guest kitchens. They'll do... sometimes they'll get volunteers from like a sorority and they can cook in the sorority kitchen. So they kind of cook wherever. So that's another one of the things that if they can get a brick and mortar space, they would fire up a full kitchen and just have the space where people like you and I could come and volunteer to cook or could come help organize the pantry or deliver supplies there.
Well, kudos to them. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And we will do everything we can here with our little community to spread the word, put everything in the show notes for people to give money, help give food, whatever we need to do to support you and your cause.
Well, I appreciate that. And I mean, look, the biggest thing is awareness, right? Like this it's not a problem that's isolated to the Hilltop or Central Ohio or Ohio. Like this is a problem all throughout the United States. I think the number that I had was there's 700,000 children in Ohio alone or Central Ohio that go without meals over the summer. That's 7 Ohio State football games, stadium full. And when you think about it that way, it's just like,
yeah,
I can't imagine being a 10 or 12 year old and just struggling like that. And no kids should have to.
No. And then you think about your own kids and you're like, man, they get mad when they don't get the, you know, the color popsicle they want.
Right.
And this is what Kimmy and I were talking about the other day is continuing to try to have the kids, they're not too young to start doing this stuff. So we're having those conversations too. Like how do we, you know, Kimmy's doing a great job of that with Georgia already, but I'm trying to get in the game with Dane and Kyle and you're not too young to figure out life is bigger than, you know, right. The wrong color popsicle. It's like some kids don't even get popsicles or lunch for that matter.
Yeah. You know, when I was still doing those brown bag lunches before I got connected with the lunchbox, I had my nieces and nephews help me make the lunches. I didn't take them out with me, but I also think back to growing up, there was a neighbor that I had who was like the most charitable man alive. He's just a saint walking around the earth. And he always had Pop-Tarts in his car. He would take us like basketball practice. Like, what the hell is this dude always have Pop-Tarts in his car? And then one day, there was a homeless person on the side of the road. He stopped and gave him Pop-Tarts. Like, I get it. And it's the easiest thing to do because I think Pop-Tarts could survive a nuclear holocaust. Like, they do not go bad. And I try to keep Pop-Tarts in my car. It's like there's little things that you can do. It doesn't have to be a big thing to be able to help somebody.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, buy some Pop-Tarts and keep them in your center console.
I'd eat them all.
Just don't eat them yourself.
I was going to say, I was a big Pop-Tart
kid. Get a flavor.
Kid.
What's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
It was a toss-up depending on my mood. They'd have to be toasted. And it would either be the cinnamon, brown sugar, or the strawberry.
But it had to be toasted.
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
She knows what she likes, people.
But man, you ever toast the cinnamon brown sugar Pop-Tart? Yeah. It's chef's kiss.
It's like handheld creme brulee.
Oh, I'd rather have that than creme brulee. I would rather have a Pop-Tart.
Really?
Oh, any day. I would love.
Cheap date.
Total love cheap it. Date in more ways than one, Anthony. In more ways than one.
Get this lady a garage beer and a warm Pop-Tart.
100 garage beers, a cinnamon brown sugar Pop-Tart, and all your dreams are going to come true. Speaking of dates.
Yeah.
So, you're single?
I'm single.
You're ready to mingle?
I'm ready to mingle.
So let's just make this real simple for the ladies.
I thought you were going to say, let's make this as awkward as possible.
Well, I think what you have to do is you have to just own the fact that this isn't going to be awkward. Why is this awkward? So it's not awkward to go on a dating site and swipe, or it's not. This is the world, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most things don't make me feel awkward, to be honest.
I don't think you should feel awkward about this, because we're going to find you a bride.
Let's go.
And it's going to be amazing.
Let's find a bride.
So let's just get after it. Like, what are you looking for in a female? Do you traditionally pick the wrong woman for you?
No. Okay. No. I've dated some incredible women and they just
didn't work out.
The things didn't work out, whether it was timing from my side or their side, or just, you know, you get to know people at a deeper level and you realize that the gears don't mesh. But the number one thing for me is like just a little bit of lightheartedness. You got to be with somebody that you can just have a good time with, right? Like, you got to laugh, joke, have fun. That's important. And I noticed pretty quickly if that's there, like, that's not a thing that most people only compartmentalize until the doors are closed. Like, you get that bubbly personality right off the bat. I'm also really attracted to people that are driven, and it's not necessarily like that you have to be career oriented or career driven. It's just the desire to constantly evolve and better yourself in whatever way that is. Cause I find myself looking back at the person that I was 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and I'm so much different. And I like that about myself. Like, I'm always just trying to do intake on information and try to figure out what's valuable to me, what's not valuable to me, and evolve myself. And I'm attracted to people that are that way, but also like want to have a partnership to evolve together.
Okay, keep going.
And also just emotionally unavailable. I want to have kids. So someone that's family oriented. I think I don't really do a whole lot on the dating apps anymore. Like, those were really fun when I was in my 20s. But I think if I were to see someone on a dating app, I mean, I look at them every now and then, but I couldn't tell you the last time I've gone on a date from Hinge. But if somebody is like, no kids, that to me is a non-starter. I wouldn't say that it's like my life is ruined if I don't have children, but I think that I feel like I was meant to be a dad. Like, I'm built for it.
Mm-hmm. I think so. How many kids?
How many?
Mm-hmm. Would you settle for one?
Yeah, I'd settle for one.
You want a pair?
I think I would like to have a little wolf pack. I don't know that I've ever thought about whether it's three or four or two or one, but I want to have one. Okay. I think there's something deep down in me that I know the challenge of raising a child and navigating all of the shit that the world throws at you and your family is like a challenge that I need to take on and succeed at. I mean, it's kind of it. Those are high bars to meet, though, because you got to be funny. And it's not easy to be funny, especially when you know people like me and you.
So describe a first date. So I find a lady that you're interested in. There's a connection. We get you guys, you know, all share the DM, share the contact information. How would you want to see your first date?
First date, where are we going to go? Are we thinking, we're probably going to go to an Italian restaurant because, you know, the Guido over here. I'm always partial to taking people to Novella because my buddy owns that restaurant and it's fantastic. Shout out Novella.
If you had the choice to go on a vacation with this person, would you want to go to a beach? Would you want to go to like to the mountains? Like, what's your first choice?
If we're going on vacation, I want to go to a city that we've both never been to, because that's my jam. Like, I love going to some place that I've never been. and just wandering. Okay. Like you explore, you find a place. Oh, look, here's a little restaurant. Let's go in there.
So not a planner though. Like you're like, we're going to go there, drop ourselves in the middle of it and kind of see where the wind takes us.
I like to plan enough to make sure that I'm not going to get kidnapped and that I know like where I'm going to be able to sleep.
Okay.
But beyond that, no.
Are you a foodie?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
So
I love
you
want to
experience all of that. Okay. So you'd cook for her.
That's not a first date. You got to earn that. Food is my love language. Like if you're in with me, I'm cooking for you.
I love that.
Yeah. You want some tortellini?
Am I in with you?
You're in with me.
I would love some tortellini.
I'll make them for you.
I would love
Let's
some
do
tortellini.
It.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
So would you have to work out or exercise while you're on this vacation? Like, are you super active or are you more like, let's just kind of chill and do our thing?
I'm not somebody that feels like you have to work out on vacation.
Okay.
And like, I travel a lot for work and probably should work out more on the road. But when I'm on vacation, it's like, do what you want to do. I'm not, and especially if I'm on a vacation with a partner, I'm not the type of person that's like, we got to go do this. We got to go do this because it's your vacation too.
Do you like pets?
I do. I'm a dog person.
What if this person had a cat?
I'm okay with cats, but I'm allergic to cats. So like,
what if they had a parrot?
Just have to be. Does the parrot talk a lot of shit?
Maybe.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in on the parrot that talks shit. Okay. But if it's quiet, nah.
Let sneaky. It, you don't want. You don't need a sneaky. You don't want a sneaky bird.
Yeah. No.
You want an upfront,
that's right.
Transparent bird.
I want the bird that's going to tell me what she said about me behind my back.
Okay. What about religion? Do you have any propensity, or would you prefer them be Italian or anything like that?
No. I don't care whatsoever about somebody's race or ethnicity.
Okay.
I was raised Catholic and I'm not religious anymore. So I look at it more like it could be a deal breaker to someone else if I was like, it's not really that important part of my life, but I would support someone if they were religious.
Okay.
So it's not a necessity to me.
Okay. So here's how we're going to handle this operation. Bachelor. So listen, if you're out there and your ears are burning, you're like, how can I'm interested. So here's how we're going to handle this. Some people out there may be thinking, oh, this could be an interesting pairing, but I would never be able to reach out. It would be so embarrassed. I want to make sure everyone understands this. If you send me a DM to the Carrie Croft Show and you prefer to be private, I will not say your name. We will keep you private. We're not going to put you on blast and put you in the show and put you in the hot seat. If you're somebody that has a more gregarious personality and you're like, you know what? I'm single. I'm ready to hit it. If you want to be more public about this, we could definitely do something on that front too. We just need, if you're interested, you need to DM me. Or if you're more comfortable emailing me, you can email me at carrie@thecarriecroftshow.com. And we are going to see what suitors we get, what kind of personalities we get, who wants to kind of be private, who doesn't. And then we're going to figure out how we're going to hook you up. But I do know that there are going to be some ladies who are interested in learning more about the Anthony.
The Anthony.
So again, don't worry. And you know what? This might be your signal from the universe to be like, you know what? You know you want to meet someone. It's a very vulnerable thing. For everybody, you know, you think about what are your options? You go to a bar, you go on the sites or whatever. This is actually could be your sign from the universe to just say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to DM or I'm going to email. And this could be a great story.
Yeah.
Right?
It could be our story.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that, ladies at home? It could be your story. And then you could help him like make ham sandwiches and he'll cook tortellini for you and feed it to you like a little birdie.
That's right.
That's going to be amazing.
Who doesn't want to be fed tortellini like a little birdie?
I mean, we all do, don't we? Tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet. Feed me, baby. Anything else you would like to say to push someone over the edge who may be like looking over the cliff right now, but they're just nervy. Everybody's nervy. They're afraid to like put themselves out there.
Why do you think it's that big of a leap though?
For some people, yeah.
This really?
Could be I guarantee there's people listening right now and that they're like, single and they want to meet someone so bad and they're looking at you thinking, "Oh my gosh, I would love to go out with him, but the barrier to entry to actually getting the balls to say, "Hey, I'm over here for fear of rejection. It's huge for people.
Yeah, but you have volunteered yourself.
Yes,
to
I
be
will.
The
yes,
screen.
I will be, and I want people to
You're
know.
You're the safety net.
I absolutely am a vault, and I would never want anyone to feel uncomfortable. I would protect your privacy. With my life. Okay, so let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Anthony, you are just a charming Italian stallion, lovable teddy bear.
Nay.
Beautiful soul. And I just love you. And
I love you, Carrie.
And this is now on my 2024 list of goals.
All right.
Is to help find you a mate.
You're the best.
You're the best.
We're going to get this thing done.
You're the fucking bestest.
No, you're the best.
Here, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to who, the garage beer and the
614 lager.
Let's see.
Clink.
And if you're still out there following your girl, follow me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time, grow a pair, reach out to me, and let's get you paired up with this stud.
Let's do this thing.
And keep moving, baby.
Keep moving.
Do that again. Nay.
Nay.
I mean, that's it. That's the only thing you need to put up. That was a goat? Eh.